Devin, like early on, they were in a position where they were trying to extend their drives, control the ball, convert on third down. You guys haven't seen a quarterback like Tyrod maybe since weeks 3 and 4 in terms of the ability to challenge the edges. Was he a challenge early on because they had a very good first drive?
Yeah, he always is a challenge. We know his ability to be able to escape and obviously to still throw the ball down the field. But I thought overall we did a pretty good job today. You know, anytime you play offenses, that opening drive, that script is always tough. I thought we did a good job of just continuing to play. They had some big plays, you know, the third down scramble. Then he was able to move around a little bit and throw another one. But Eric dropping out, and I think that look was a little different for him. Looked like his first read was taken, and he was trying to make a play. And I thought that was key for us to just continue to play. And then you get a turnover down there in the red area. Gave us a lot of momentum, and you know, after that first drive, the game kind of settles down. We figure out what they're trying to do, and you know, we can make simple adjustments and then go play. And I thought we did a good job after that.
Is it possible to describe from the inside what it's like to dominate your division the way you guys have, really, for your entire time here?
I think for us, it's more of understanding what kind of game it is. Obviously, we've won a lot, but, you know, you look at this game, this wasn't a game where you just come out and it's an easy, dominant game and you just, you know, hanging out in the third quarter. You know, it was a good game, and they always play tough. We know coming here is a hard place to play, so our division always plays us tough, and we know that. So I don't even think we look at it like that. We just know how prepared we have to be when we play within this division.
Yeah, it seems to be baseball quarterbacks often see a lot of zone.
It's tough. I mean, I think with some of these guys, it's about a good balance of mixture in there because we're not just playing guys that can run and it's like they don't understand. These guys also can read defense and they know what they're looking at. So it's kind of trying to mix it up, give them different looks, give them different rushers even in there. You know, we had guys that were able to make some plays rushing off the edge, and then I thought we did a good job just with the D-line of, you know, making it tough. Obviously, when a guy, you know, he goes backwards 10 yards, able to run around the edge, that's tough to stop. You know, that's just God-given ability. But we did a good job of trying to make it tough. And then we did a good job in the secondary getting on the receivers and plastering, whether it was zone or man.
Yeah, did you get your final question? That extra special for Sam to come back here and have this kind of day?
I guess so. I don't know. I didn't ask him. Obviously, you play somewhere for a couple years, and then, you know, you go out there, you get booed early in the game. You want to play well, and it kind of seemed like they wanted to score a touchdown on him. A lot of balls in the end zone, and, you know, he came up, had probably about 4 or 5 PBUs today. So he's been great for us. You know, guy's been pretty steady going out there playing guys tough and man-to-man coverage, and we needed that today.
Last question.
Doesn't have to be a question, though.
You've had to cover Gronk in practice. Is he uncoverable?
Nah, it's easy in practice, man. It just looks hard in the game. He's a great player. You know, it's not easy in practice. It's not easy in the spring, in the summer. You gotta come ready to go against him. The cool thing for us is we get used to him, so we start trying to grab and pull. There's no refs in practice, so I'm sure Tom will tell you we hold him all the time.
Yes.